Nolte, you, yes, you. Fun CNN and Disney. You okay with that? By John Nolte on June 8, 2023. Is CNN or the Disney Channel available in your home? What I mean is, if you chose to, could you watch CNN or Disney? If the answer to that question is yes, then you, yes, you, are keeping those hate outlets alive. I will use the umbrella term pay TV to describe what's happening. But it's important to know what exactly falls under this umbrella. And that's any pay TV package, cable, satellite, linear TV streaming like Sling, that includes CNN and or Disney. You might think that by not watching CNN or the Disney Channel that you are hurting those outlets, but that's what they want you to think as they pick your pocket. The only thing keeping those hate outlets alive are the suckers who subscribe to pay TV. The truth is this. If CNN or Disney is available on your pay TV package, part of your bill goes directly to both, something like $1 to $1.50 per month per network. Are you okay with that? Are you comfortable subsidizing a hate outlet that spreads conspiracy theories, bigotry, and violence? You're cool with funding child grooming? To be clear, I'm not calling for a boycott. I don't believe in boycotts. All I'm doing is informing you of how the rigged pay TV system works, and it works like this. It's called a carriage fee, and a carriage fee is nothing more than affirmative action to fund left-wing hate outlets like CNN and Disney that could never survive on merit. About 5 massive and massively corrupt left-wing multinational corporations own almost all the networks on pay TV. So if a cable provider wants to provide, say, HBO or ABC to its customers, these fascist multinational companies say that's fine. But you also have to provide networks no one watches, like CNN and the Disney Channel. Further, these fascist multinational companies demand your cable provider pay a carriage fee for most of these networks, and it's these carriage fees that keep these networks alive. You see, left-wing outlets like Disney, CNN, MSNBC, ESPN, MTV, etc., could never survive on merit, which is advertising revenue based on ratings. CNN cannot attract 500,000 primetime viewers. The Disney Channel attracts a little over 100,000 average viewers. That means their ad revenue is close to zero. Instead, the money comes from carriage fees, from this left-wing affirmative action. Here's the math. Currently, CNLL is available in about 80 million U.S. households. Only about 5% of those households watch CNN. But all 80 million of those households fund CNN with that carriage fee. And we're talking about $1 billion, with a B per year. Pretty sweet, eh? You feeling like a sucker yet? That's free money coming directly from you. Do you honestly believe Disney's grooming channel could survive on advertising revenue with only 113,000 average viewers? Yes, I've been writing and rewriting a version of this same piece for going on 15 years now. And I will continue to because people need to be informed and reminded of just how they are being conned into funding their own destruction. The alternatives are legion. Buy a Roku player, and lose yourself in an endless ocean of free TV. There are also these things called books, parks, board games, and long walks. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.